From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is making a rare primetime television address to the country late Sunday, hoping to calm Americans' fears about terrorist attacks and to lay out the United States' campaign against the broader threat of terrorism. He also plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's mass shooting in California, where U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife killed 14 people and wounded another 21 in a hail of gunfire at a holiday gathering of local government workers in San Bernardino. To see and hear President Obama's speech, visit voanews.com for our live stream at 1 hour Universal Time. Meanwhile, Chaudhry Nisar Ali Khan, the Pakistani Interior Minister Sunday, said there was no link between the woman involved in the mass shooting in Southern California and extremists in Pakistan. Khan said Pakistan has offered assistance to the U.S. in their ongoing investigation into the shooting. Khan says, we have offered complete legal assistance, which is our international responsibility. Whenever the other side, the United States, concerned, asks us, we will provide complete legal assistance, and it's very limited. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday rejected U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. In comments to a cabinet meeting, Mr. Netanyahu said Israel will not be a binational state, but in order to have peace, the other side needs to decide that it wants peace as well. And unfortunately, that's not what we are witnessing. VOA News.